Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for the Word of the Day with Wayne Pond. Dr. Pond standing by with something to enlighten us all. Hey, Wayne.
Actually sitting by in the kitchen rather than standing by. Does that make any difference?
No, but I really don't want to visualize you sitting there in the kitchen.
And it's a visual.
Sitting there in his...
Stop it.
I'm going to say that. Okay.
The number of syllables.
Let's get to the
word.
The
number of syllables that I deliver, whether I'm standing or sitting. All right, regardless. Here's a word that's straight out of, it could be a Henry James novel. I know that's one of Ron's favorite novelists. He loves those long, convoluted, gassy, windbag type novels, don't you, buddy?
Huh. Yeah. Come to think of it, yeah.
Come to think of it, he does. All right, the word of the day, take a deep breath, is incommodious. Incommodious. Here is an adjective that's all about being inconvenient or uncomfortable. I'm not sure I want to be in this situation. That's what it means to find yourself in an incommodious situation. I-N, N as in Nancy or no, followed by C-O-double-M, two M's as in mother, O-D-I-O-U-S, I-N-C-O-M-M, O-D-I-O-U-S, incommodious.
Hmm.
Had any incommodious moments lately, Nikki?
Occasionally, yeah.
Every day. All day.
No.
I'll try and use it in a sentence sometime later today, Wayne, I promise you.
All right, guys.
I'll definitely use it in a sentence later today.
Well.
Followed by words you can't say on the radio, right?
Hey, absolutely. Oh, we can say them once.
Have a good one. Have a good one, guys. Talk to you in the morning.
But I like my job, though, so I'm going to do that.